On November 10, 1898, a mob of white supremacists overthrew the elected office holders in Wilmington, North Carolina, and launched an attack on the city's black community, killing as many as 60 people. This happened during an era when violent race riots erupted in several cities across America, including Atlanta, Tulsa, and Rosewood, Florida. But Wilmington was the only place where the mob also carried out, in effect, a coup d'etat. After 107 years, the state has released a detailed report on what happened. Lorraine Umfleet was the lead researcher. She describes what Wilmington was like before the violence.
Wilmington was the largest city in North Carolina. It was a port, very active, had a vibrant African-American community that participated in economic activity in the city, in political activity, and they were influential not only in Wilmington but across the state.
And that prominence and prosperity in the black community, was that part of what precipitated these riots?
Exactly. The North Carolina as a whole changed in focus in the mid-1890s to include African-American voices in political affairs, and African-Americans held political office in Wilmington and in state government. And those people who had lost power as a result of the influence of African-Americans wanted to gain that power back, and that was a direct cause of the campaign of 1898 and the violence in Wilmington.
What happened on November 10th, 1898?
The violence opened up in the city with the burning of a black printing press at around 8:30 that morning. Afterwards, groups of white armed men were in patrols roving through in paramilitary fashion the African-American communities in the city, and the rest of the day was gunshots throughout the city and African-Americans fleeing into the woods and the swamps around the city to try to get away from the violence. And by 4 o'clock that afternoon, the change in government occurred.
What happened to the African-American community in the aftermath of these attacks?
After the violence was over, the black community had a distinct change. The vibrant business community that was in the central business district of downtown, with quite a few black-owned businesses in storefronts downtown, most of those businesses left the business district in downtown. A large number of them closed, and those that survived moved into the traditionally African-American communities on the outskirts of town.
And the mob that then took over government, how did they rule?
They tried to demonstrate that what they did was necessary. They had to justify their actions.
But they overthrew officials that the people of Wilmington had elected. Weren't there any protests from the voters of Wilmington?
The people who remained in the city who would have protested were intimidated. During that campaign, everyone who was not a white supremacist was targeted with a very strong intimidation program, with a group of men who can be called nothing less than terrorists. They were red shirts, and they rode through the city armed at any time during the day and could be seen harassing individuals who were not in support of the white supremacy campaign.
You characterize these as acts of terrorism. I understand there's a heated debate there over how this event should be characterized in the official historical record. Questions over whether it was a riot or instead a massacre. How will you resolve that?
We've discussed that many times with the commission and others from the community, and words are very tough things to try to come up with for a title. Massacre is a big, strong word that we hesitate to use, but when you have wholesale murder of unarmed individuals, that's a massacre as well. So we're trying to find a new title, and as much as the murders that happened are important, it's almost as important, if not more important, to understand the coup d'etat. Because once the change in government happened in Wilmington and the rest of the state, Jim Crow legislation was instituted, and the first Jim Crow laws in North Carolina were passed the following year. So we're going to have to come up with a new title that addresses all of these different things.
Leroy Umfleet, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Leroy Umfleet is the head researcher for the commission looking into the Wilmington race riots that took place in November of 1898.